With this gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark, we have reached the end of our gospel readings in this cycle B. This is the last gospel from Mark that we'll hear within this liturgical year, because next weekend is Christ the King, the 34th week of ordinary time, the end of ordinary time, and the week after that, we begin Advent. We begin a new liturgical year and enter into cycle C. And so if you recall when in the Mass Catechesis homilies, when we talked about the scripture readings, how they're in different cycles, A, B, and C, B has been focusing, we've been pulling primarily from the Gospel of Mark. In C, we'll focus primarily on the Gospel according to Luke. And so this weekend, we say goodbye to Mark and everything that he has been giving us in the Gospels this past liturgical year. And I think it's interesting that this being the last time we hear from Mark, that it's an apocalyptic gospel, a gospel focused on the end. And I think sometimes the end is a little frightening. When we experience the end of something, sometimes it can bring with it anxiety and some fears. And especially when we hear Christ talking about tribulation, about the sun not shining or the light not coming from the moon or stars falling, sometimes it's a temptation to be afraid and to let that be a source of anxiety, that end. And yet when we think about the pattern of Christianity, when we think about the way that is modeled for us, we're always being drawn towards the end, because with the end opens up a new creation, new life. Our God works in this way in which he brings out of chaos, he brings order, fulfillment, restoration. And so as we see very much in Genesis, where our God creates out of chaos, when we hear this chaotic language, this apocalyptic language that Christ uses, actually for us as a people of hope, it should actually excite us, because we know that in the midst of that, this is when our God really works. We look forward to when the Son of Man comes in glory. Our entire life here on this earth is a movement towards that. And I think sometimes we forget that as a Christian people. And it's so easy for us to hold tight to the things that have an end, that will pass away. And we forget instead to abandon ourselves to that which is eternal. And so it's very fitting, I think, for us to receive these readings and to take great joy and hope from them. If we recall, actually, throughout all of Mark, every gospel reading has been this movement of Jesus towards the end. So the last several months, every gospel account, every gospel that we've heard has been a story of Christ encountering humanity on the way to Jerusalem. We've been accompanying him in this journey to the end, and we've made it. We've reached it. And it wasn't a movement that was full of fear or that brought anxiety. I want us just a moment to think of several of the stories that we heard in recent gospels. This isn't a quiz, and I'm not going to ask people to try to tell me what recent gospels were. But I will say, we saw Christ encounter human beings, and there was healing. There was deliverance. There was restoration. Christ, in his movement to the end, in his movement and journey towards Jerusalem, where we know how that's going to end, and we know the restoration that happens in the resurrection, he's modeling what the movement of our Christian life is. This passing of seasons that we experience, ultimately revealing that which is eternal, ultimately revealing the word and the glory of God, the coming of the Son of Man. As we prepare and enter into our Advent season, it's very easy, I think, for us to jump into Advent being preparation for the Christmas celebration. There's a lot of things that are kind of moving us towards that, but to stop and recognize, first and foremost, Advent, the first half of it, actually is a preparation for the second coming. Is this recognition that the Son of Man will come in glory? And are we taking time to prepare for that movement? I love how the liturgical season lines up with the natural seasons here in Missouri. I think we in the Midwest have a beautiful reality that we get to see around us the signs of this movement of letting go of things that end so that new things may come in and be born. I think as we see the leaves change and fall off the tree, we understand very, very much in a tangible way what it looks like for things to come to an end. And we are reminded that the things of this world will pass away. And so what are we doing to hold tight to what is eternal? To let go of those things that pass away and end? I will bring up one of the past Gospels from Mark to prove a point, but it's just going to be last weekend's Gospel. I think it's perfect that this follows what we heard last weekend. So the final encounter that Jesus has on his way to Jerusalem, we hear, is this widow in the temple at the treasury. And we see her give 2 coins. We see her give completely, totally, everything, her whole life. She abandons it into the providence of God. That level of trust that she models for us is important for us to hear that one weekend. And then this weekend, for it to be followed up by the promise of what is eternal. The promise that the Son of God will come again. Because if we are trusting with that complete abandonment to our God, the second coming is not something to be feared or anxious about, but is something that we prepare for because we desire it. All throughout our Eucharistic prayer, be attentive today. The number of times when our prayers speak to that second coming, that we as a Christian people, we hope in that promise of healing, of restoration, of fulfillment. And so for us to look at the example of that widow from last week, for us to pause for a moment and to just kind of evaluate, what am I holding on to? I think a lot of times we, if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we're holding on to things of this world. And we know that they pass away, but for whatever reason we get caught up and we hold so tight to them that it keeps us from looking towards what is eternal. Hoping in that the glory of the Son of God. And so for us to pause and say, all right, so right now, what are a few of those things? Is important as we prepare to enter into Advent. Seems very weird to say it, but the time has come. As we prepare to enter into a season focused on the promise that Christ will come again, let's identify and name some of the things that we're still holding tight to, that we need to let go of and abandon, let them end, so that our hearts may be open to the restoration and fulfillment that God desires for us right now. Not at the end, but right now. In our life as a Christian people, hoping in that second coming. I want us to actually, I realize sometimes it's easy for me to say something like, hey, we should pray with this, and then we don't. So I'd like for us to actually end with prayer. And a little bit of prayer activity. So I would like to share a prayer that we prayed a lot in the seminary. It's the Prayer of Abandonment by Charles de Foucauld. And I'm going to pray that prayer. But first, to enter us into that, I would ask that we actually take a moment of silence. And let's identify one or two things that we find ourselves holding on to of this world. One or two things that we just keep placing above God. We keep placing above that which is eternal. And quite literally, feel free to hold your hands out as if you're holding them like the 2 coins that the widow gives, that she drops into the treasury and lets go of. Feel free to hold your hands out and visualize those things that we're going to name, those things that you identify, that you're holding too tightly to. And then as the prayer of abandonment is prayed, offer them. Feel free to drop those coins into the reality of a loving and providential God. Let the trust, our trust in that God and his will, a father who cares for each of us as beloved sons and daughters, let that trust wash over us as we pray this prayer of abandonment together. Listen to each line and let your heart receive each line to be moved and to be conformed by that trust that comes when we abandon ourselves to that which is eternal. Let us pray. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart. For I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence. For you are my Father. Amen.